Hello, friends. Welcome to today's episode, Harnessing the Power of Cognitive Behavioral Therapy for Everyday Life. Listen, I know what life is like. I know that in today's fast-paced world, with all that is required of us, with all the struggles and challenges and all that we're living through, it's easy to become overwhelmed by challenges and setbacks and really stuck in negative thought patterns. But I believe that there is deep power in integrating the principles of CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, into our everyday lives. And we can gain valuable insights and develop effective strategies to overcome obstacles, improve our mental well-being, and really achieve a more fulfilling, meaningful life. And my passion is really in taking these tools and resources and helping you apply them in your daily lives. It's translating these research-based strategies to change your life. So in this episode, we're going to dig into how CBT can be applied to everyday situations. And I want to give you a specific journal exercise to help you integrate these principles into your everyday life. So get ready, get a cup of your favorite beverage, and let's dig in. So first, I want to help you understand the power behind CBT. It is widely recognized as an effective therapeutic approach that focuses on the relationship between our thoughts, our emotions, our actions, our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. If you've seen me teach the TARE process, our thoughts, emotions, actions, results, I'm taking the principles of cognitive behavioral therapy and making it accessible. And we're going to go through a bit about that. But just so you understand that we're identifying our thoughts and deciding, are these serving us? We might want to replace them with different thoughts, realistic, positive ones. And we're also going to be exploring healthier coping strategies, how we cope with our emotions by understanding the power of our thoughts and actively bringing those to light, actively reshaping those. We can improve not only our resources, our emotional responses, but the overall quality of life. And I have been deeply influenced by Beck. Wrote in 1979 the landmark study investigating the efficacy of CBT and treating depression. It was as effective as medication in reducing depressive symptoms and had a longer lasting impact in preventing relapse. Now, we know that oftentimes we need medication to be able to then apply the principles of CBT, but that's a story for another podcast. You'll also hear me. I have recorded one of our book corner episodes where I am talking about a book by Dr. David Burns, who is the most generous, adorable, hilarious man out of Berkeley, California. I've done a few training sessions with him. Also, if you hear the excitement in the background, we have the great moth visitation of 2023, and there are two of my family members trying to trap and release moths, and it is a very exciting process. But Dr. David Burns has written Feeling Good and Feeling Great, two books I highly recommend, and I go through them in that book corner episode. So stay tuned for that. So we are learning how to really apply the principles of CBT. And I've taken that and applied it to coaching. Knowing that I learned this in graduate school, it's highly, highly beneficial because there's extensive research done on therapy, but we haven't done the research on coaching and how we integrate this into coaching. But for individuals seeking growth and development, it helps us identify and challenge our thoughts, our beliefs, our emotions, our schemas that are hindering our progress. And so by incorporating CBT into coaching sessions, we assist clients in reframing their thinking, developing healthier perspectives, and truly adopting more adaptive behavior. We gain self-awareness through the tools of CBT, through the practices, and really in my coaching, and the way that I teach is that we guide clients through the process of identifying thoughts that are contributing to where we are at. We can explore alternative interpretations and perspectives, helping us all reframe our thinking. I do this on a daily basis. I continuously need to, in my own life, take my thoughts as prayers and really say, is this true? Is this serving? Is this of God? And really letting me identify and evaluate in a way that is affirming to my worldview, but is also just helpful. It provides us opportunities to not only build resilience and, you know, create the scaffolding for transformation and true behavior change, but create meaningful and remarkable lives. So I wanted to give you one tool today. My challenge is not to give you all the tools all at once, because I think everybody should be using them. And so I get super excited and want to share all the tools with you all at once. So I'm going to give you a basic tool today. So let's say that you have started brain downloads. Now, if you have not started your brain downloads, you're going to go to livesofcourage.com and you're going to get access to that brain download. And it's going to give you what you need to download your thoughts and emotions to feel better. So that is livesofcourage.com/, that's hard for me to say, brain download, all one word, right? You can also go to the homepage and find that. But the work that we are doing today is you are going to, you're really going to do a journal exercise. It's called a daily thought record. We call it a brain download at Lives of Courage because I think that sounds funner. Right. I am in Enneagram 7. Everything needs to be fun. But this daily thought record is a powerful CBT principle. And all you do is you, after you've done the thought download, you're going to take a few minutes and just identify some thoughts. Maybe there was a situation or event that triggered your negative thoughts or emotions. And you're going to write down that negative thought. You're going to challenge those negative thoughts. So you're going to think to yourself, is this serving me? Is this a thought that I want to have? Is this healthy? Is this, so you're going to really go through and look at, is this of truth? And so the work is in, you know, looking at these thoughts. So you're challenging the thought. The other resource that I'm going to tell you about is SOS, Help for Emotions. I'm going to do a book corner episode. I've already recorded this. And we're going to talk about how we challenge, how we dispute our thoughts and you know, really dig into, are these thoughts helpful? So the questions that we ask that are in that brain download free how-to guide, is this thought serving me? Is it true? What purpose does this thought fulfill? What's good about this? And do I really want this? Does this spark the emotion I want to have? So let me go through that in a today's actual brain download included the thought, I can't get everything done. Okay, so let's go through those three questions. Is this thought serving me? No. Is it true? No, I can get everything done. It might not be today, but I need to make choices about what are priorities. What purpose does this thought fulfill? I can't get everything done. You know, I am someone who struggles with ADHD. And so having the thought, I can't get everything done, actually motivates me to action. Like, oh, I'll show myself I can do this. So I have sometimes used negative thoughts to motivate myself, and it has never worked. But I understand what purpose I'm trying to hold on to this thought, why I have this. Do I really want this? Is this creating the emotion I want? It's not. I want to believe that I will do everything I need to get done today. I will prioritize what I need to do today. So we're just going to practice those negative thoughts with the thoughts we want to have. So I will do everything I need to do today. I prioritize what matters. And then you're going to reflect on these revised thoughts, these new thoughts about how they make you feel, and consider any behavior changes that this might inspire. So I love these because we know that when we apply CBT to our everyday life, one, we can recognize negative thought patterns, right? Two, we can challenge those negative thought patterns. Three, we can replace those negative thoughts with more positive thoughts, statements, by focusing on evidence that supports those positive beliefs and counteracts those negative ones. We are taking that conscious by, we're taking what we need, want to see, and flipping it on its head. And then we're also developing healthier coping mechanisms over time. We're learning how to deal head on to our stress, our anxiety, our challenging situations. We're identifying this thought, I'm overwhelmed, you know, I can't get everything done. It's not serving us. So we're not saying don't have that thought. We're saying, okay, there's the thought. I'm going to acknowledge it. I'm going to see it. And I'm going to dispute it and replace it with new thoughts. So by consistently practicing this daily thought record exercise, you get in the habit of recognizing and reframing negative thought patterns, leading to improved emotional well-being and more constructive responses to life's challenges. So as we wrap up this episode, which I'm trying to keep short, I just know that there is such power, not only from experiences in my own life, but work with clients in CBT. It offers practical and effective strategies for navigating our life. By applying the tools, the principles, and techniques, we can gain power over our thoughts, our emotions, our behaviors. We can coach ourselves, leading to more positive, a more joyful, a more fulfilling life. So by starting today, by applying one, that's all we're doing today, principle into our daily routine, we are challenging those negative thoughts, and we're going to witness the power, the transformation, the transformative power it brings to our lives. And we know that it is with practice, lots and lots of practice and patience, of course, we can rewrite, we can reshape and create a brighter, a more connected future. So I am so interested, excited. If you want to dig deeper into this, there is always blog posts that accompany these podcast. So let's say you're like, what was that? How do I do this daily thought record exercise? You're going to find that link in the description for this podcast. Okay. Thank you all for this time together. It is such an honor. It's such a just so much fun to be with you. I love your feedback too. Okay. So you have you're going to do your daily thought record. You're going to, if you have not already, download your brain download free guide. And then also, if you have any suggestions, you have questions, you know that I would love to hear from you. If you have a podcast episode that you're interested in hearing, I would love to hear from you. Okay. Have a great and courageous week, sweet friends. See you all very, very soon. Thanks so much.